This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the spirit of unity and warned the countrymen against divisive powers that aim to break the integrity of the nation. Addressing the Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations at Ekta Nagar, Kevadia in Gujarat on the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, the Prime Minister underscored that the spirit of national unity is crucial for achieving the vision of Vikasit Bharat over the next 25 years. He stated that during the last 10 years, his government has been constantly strengthening the spirit of one nation in all its policies and decisions. Mr. Modi urged the citizens to remain vigilant and to embrace the spirit of India's unity in diversity. He said new history is being scripted in the country and India is emerging as a global leader. He highlighted that India today is a country which is progressive, inclusive, sensible and on the path of rapid development despite unstable global situations. Recalling the valuable contribution of Sardar Patel toward unifying the country, PM Modi said that the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Patel would be celebrated throughout the country over the next 2 years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today paid tribute to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, recognizing him as the architect of a united India. Speaking at an event in Botad, Gujarat, Mr. Shah said, to honour the legacy of Sardar Patel, the government has decided to celebrate Patel's 150th birth anniversary over the next 2 years. This initiative aims to raise awareness about Patel's thoughts and philosophy regarding national unity and strength. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India and China have been holding talks at both diplomatic and military levels to resolve the differences in some areas along the line of actual control. As a result of the talks, a broad consensus was developed on the basis of equal and mutual security. He said this after virtually inaugurating the statue of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel and Major Ralingnau Bob Cutting Museum of Valour at Tawang today. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval held a phone conversation with U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. They discussed regional security developments, underscoring the need for further efforts to ensure stability in the Indo-Pacific region and globally. In an official press release by the White House, the leaders welcomed progress in the bilateral partnership, including through the upcoming initiative on critical and emerging technology. India has extended its support for a Cuban resolution at the United Nations calling for an end to the long-standing U.S. economic, commercial and financial embargo on Cuba. India's first secretary at the UN, Sneha Dubey, underscored the damaging effects of the embargo on Cuba's economy and people. In a vote held by the UN General Assembly, 187 nations backed the resolution, with only the United States and Israel opposing it. The Festival of Lights, Diwali, is being celebrated today across the country with traditional fervor and gaiety. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, on the occasion. The National Stock Exchange, NSE, and the Bombay Stock Exchange, BSE, will conduct their annual Diwali Muhurat trading session tomorrow. This special trading session will mark the beginning of the new calendar year, Sambat 2081. According to the NSE notification, the pre-open trading session will commence at 5:45 p.m. and end at 6 p.m., while normal market trading will span between 6 and 7 p.m. Muhurat trading is a live trading session organized by the Indian stock exchanges on the day of Diwali and mostly lasts for about an hour. In Pakistan, schools across the city of Lahore will be shut down for at least 3 days starting tomorrow due to the rising smog levels and worsening air quality. According to media reports, the decision came after Lahore recorded an average air quality index of 208. Punjab's provincial capital, Lahore, is ranked as the Pakistan's most polluted city and is rated the second most polluted city in the world. In wrestling, India's Mansi Ahlawat has clinched the bronze medal in the women's 59kg category at the Seniors World Championships in Tirana, Albania. She defeated Lawrence Beauregard of Canada 5-0 in the bronze medal match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.